Welcome to Martha Runs the World, a podcast with a new take on running, fitness, and all things health-oriented. I'm Martha Hughes, your host, and each week I present a new topic that is of interest to all runners. Hi, and welcome to episode 262 of Martha Runs the World. Thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it very, very much. Every week that you tune in means a whole lot to me. I still have a residual of this nasty cold left, so if I sound a little weird or my voice is a little scratchy, I apologize in advance, but I'm going to do a whole show, no more of these short shows. I may just pause a lot while I cough, so that's going to be happening. Yeah, this cough is it's just this post-nasal drip that just won't go away, I tell you. I know, TMI. Sorry. It is what it is. Okay, I thought I'd take a little bit of time, extra time, and tell you how my plans have changed this year. I'll give you a little backstory if you haven't listened to past episodes. And I'm going to tell you a little bit how things are going and how I want things to go for the rest of the year. Now, December 16th, which will be a date that I'll remember forever, is a day I fell on a trail I've done 100 times before. I didn't just fall. I fell and I dislocated my shoulder. As a matter of fact, destroyed my shoulder, broke my arm. And of course, when I go to record, there's tons of outside noise, so apologize for that. But anyway, so I went to the hospital. I had surgery on the 20th, and I've been in a sling ever since. I'm supposed to get that sling off this week, so I'm almost back to normal. I start physical therapy next week, so hopefully I'll be back in no time. It's been a while, let me tell you. It also means that all the plans for all the races, big races I wanted to do this year has changed. And I don't mind telling you, it's made me a little bit afraid of some of the trails. So it's going to take me a long time to get back to trail running. So I thought that I would start just walking, of course, getting back into it, walking, and then getting back into road running. And I want to do interval road running. And I actually thought about that before when I was doing my trail running. I said, okay, if I get back into road running, I want to do intervals because that worked for me last year. So I thought I'd do that on the roads and just stick to roads for a while. I would really like to run a successful half marathon to get over that after that really, really pathetic and embarrassing half I did last year. I would really like to do that first and then maybe get back into trails. There is also, I was thinking about it, there's a road race I want to do next December that might be my big race. Next year, it's a 50K road race, and I'm thinking about maybe I'll do that, but well, I'll talk about that in a little bit. But one of the things that my fall unfortunately did is it made me afraid, and I don't like to be afraid. Sure, there are things that I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of heights. I don't like climbing. That's mostly the things that I don't like. I'm not ever going to be one of those people that does that sky race up at Palisades at Squaw Valley that has that you balance on a rope across a cliff. Yeah, I'm not doing that. No, never doing that. Never, ever doing that. That doesn't interest me at all. Any races that involve climbing up rocks, that kind of thing. No, not doing that. And I'm perfectly happy with that. So that kind of thing I've been afraid of. But this fall has made me a little bit fearful of things that I was never afraid of before. I mean, I've never been afraid of running on trails, and now I am. So that's going to take a while. I think I'm going to have to do a lot of hiking and a lot of work just being by myself again before I feel comfortable running on single track trails. It's going to take a while. It really is going to take a long time. I'm almost ready to get rid of this stupid sling. I'm tired of my arm being in it. I don't really wear the sling at home anymore. I don't sleep with it. I wear it out in public because I'm supposed to be wearing it, but I don't want to wear it anymore. And this week I go to the doctor to see if I can take it off this week or if I have to wear it one more week. Regardless, I'll be able to take it off next week. And it's just such a pain in the neck. I mean, I can finally start doing things without it. So I can basically do almost everything now. So I'm almost done with it. This surgery has just been awful. And I'm sorry if I'm talking about it a lot these days. I know probably some of you are really sick of it. But if you've ever been injured or if you suffer an injury in the future, you can come back and listen to this episode and maybe it'll help you through. You'll get through it. I'll get through it. We'll all get through it. Injuries happen. We don't plan them, obviously. We don't know when they're going to happen, but they just interrupt everything. Everything that we want comes crashing down around us. Everything that we've planned stops immediately. Our world stops. The world doesn't stop, but our plans, our world stops. And sometimes we don't know what to do. I didn't know what to do. All I knew when I was home, especially waiting for surgery or after surgery, all I knew was pain. All I knew was just sorrow and pain. I didn't know anything else for days. I couldn't do anything. Really, I mean, when you only have one arm to work with, you can't really do a whole lot. Eventually, I was able to get out of that fog, and it was really depression, a short-term depression, but I was able to get out of it. I was able to pull myself up and realize that, yes, I do have a future. I was so sad for weeks. I didn't know what I wanted. I didn't know what if I was going to run again. Was I even going to bother going for runs anymore? Was it even worth it? Everything I wanted was gone. Was anything even worth it anymore? And I even thought about that. I thought about never running again because why bother? And that all that stuff went through my mind. All that sadness and sorrow. And really, I mean, I have very good friends, but in the end, we're alone with our thoughts. No matter who's with us, no matter who loves us and gives us support, we're still alone with our thoughts. And it was a sad, lonely place for a while, but I got through it. And with each passing time, I got a little stronger and I realized that, yeah, I do have a future. It's not the future that I wanted. It's not the future I planned, but yeah, I can do things. So this is what I think I'm going to do. I'm going to focus on a few things. First thing is I need to get my eating back healthy again. My gosh, during the whole time of convalescence, I ate garbage. I ate my feelings, which is never, ever a good thing. It's never a good thing. And the fact is that I couldn't really cook anything because one arm, I couldn't chop anything or do anything like that. So everything was of convenience. If I could throw a package something in the oven to cook it, okay. Or if it was just pre-made, fine. So I got all this pre-made stuff from Trader Joe's and that was easy, but it was never good. And it was like, I wasn't thinking, okay, I want to eat healthy. I was thinking, no, I want to eat delicious and I want to eat easy. Not exactly the best foods that I should have been eating, which is probably one of the reasons why I got a cold. The fact that I wasn't sleeping very well because it hurt. A lot of my friends who have had shoulder problems said, oh, it's going to hurt for a week or two. Uh-uh. No. It hurt for a month. 4 weeks it hurt. 4 weeks of painful sleeping, or non-sleeping anyway. And finally, after 4 weeks, it stopped hurting at night, and I got two solid good sleeps in a row. The first time in a month, I was able to sleep through the night twice. So now I sleep pretty good and I'm feeling so much better. What a difference it makes when you're actually sleeping well. It makes all the difference in the world. So even with this cold, the last couple weeks I've been sleeping better and I feel better. That has just lifted my spirits so much by sleeping well. When your sleep sucks, your attitude sucks. It just goes hand in hand. So if you're not sleeping well, you got to work on that because your running is going to suffer. Your health is going to suffer. Everything is going to suffer. Your health all the way around is going to suffer if you're not sleeping well. You got to fix that. Vitally important to fix your sleep. So that was okay. So that has really uplifted my spirits more than I could ever even imagine. How much better I feel, how much more energy I have. So, okay, so my sleep is better, and now I'm going to start eating better and start, and I can actually chop things and cook things. So yeah, I'll start eating better and getting back into healthy eating, and that will help out a lot. All right, so that's the first thing I'm going to work on. Second thing is that as soon as I get the sling off, I'm going to start walking and walking a lot. Just walking and fast walking, but walking all over, walking hills, walking, maybe walking to work a couple times a week, because 2.5 miles, it's a good distance. And walking hills and getting out a good walking program. Do that for 2 months, get myself walking. And then after a couple months of getting out walking again, then I can start running again in intervals. Because I really like the interval, especially in road running. I don't really like to run straight anymore because it takes a toll on the body. Cement is harsh, 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 and I really prefer doing intervals on cement.
We'll be right back.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we are the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or go search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
I start my first physical therapy session next week, so that will get going and that will be very, very helpful. I'm not even going to think about doing a race for a few months. I really want to get my core workouts going, my core running, my core health up to prime level first. I know I made a huge mistake last year in that I just wanted things to happen so quickly. I rushed things. I hurried everything. I didn't take time to get myself in the best shape that I could. And I know that was partly my fault. And I know that's one of the reasons for my fall. I understand that. I take full responsibility for that. I know it didn't have to happen, but it did. So I'm going to learn from that. I'm going to not rush things. I'm going to get myself in the best shape that I can so that when I go out to do trail running again, and I will be in better shape. So we'll see how that goes along. I also have a much bigger goal than even running in the next couple years, next year or two. I want to move out of the Bay Area. I have a place in mind where I want to move to, but I really want to get out of the city. I live in the middle of downtown and I do not want to live here anymore. It's noisy. It's dirty. It's not as safe as it used to be. And I really like to live in a quieter, less urban atmosphere where I can own a car, where it's quiet at night, where I feel safe, where I can just get up and go to park setting or trails within couple minutes, and where maybe I can even own a dog or a cat. That would be nice. Can't do that here. So that's one of my goals to work towards in the next couple years. But that will take money, which I don't have. So that's something to work towards. I do have goals, and they have changed. I was going to do all these big races and go to all these really neat places, and I'm not doing any of that, except I still am going to Boulder City in next week, actually. Yeah, it's coming up. I am going to drive down to Boulder City, which is just south of Vegas. It's near Hoover Dam. I'm, of course, not participating in the race, but I am going to work the race. I'm going to be the assistant race director for Michael. It's his race, so I'm going to help him out in any way that I can. And that's going to be fun. I love driving long distances. I don't own a car. I'm going to rent a car and go down. It's about a 9-hour drive. I love driving long distances. It's so fun for me. What I do is I put a list together on Spotify. Then I hook up my phone to the Bluetooth in the rental car. And I've got a set list, a playlist to listen to the whole time. And it's awesome. I love it. And I have my plot. I have my my route plotted out, the way I'm going to go and where I'm going to stop and everything. So I have everything down. I have my hotel room and I'm going to stay there. And then afterwards, that Monday, I'm going to take off and I'm going to go to Palm Desert. I'm going to stay in Palm Desert overnight just because I don't feel like driving back 9 hours. So it'll probably take about 6-7 hours from there to drive home. So it'll at least give me a little bit of a break and I'll be able to chill out there in Palm Desert for a night. So I'm looking forward to that a lot. That's like my big vacation this year with surgery, which is going to cost me a fortune. I'm just now paying off my surgery for March and I'll probably get another bill shortly for my surgery in December. Ugh, they're killing me. I tell you with these medical bills. Unexpected medical bills, I should say. But I tell you, it's hard. When you sit there with your in an injury and your whole year is wiped out or longer is gone, it's really hard not to go to a very dark place. Even if you have friends and family, they're not in your head with you. They can't help you determine what to think. It's up to you. And maybe you might go to a dark place and maybe you might feel sad for a while. But as you start feeling better, you eventually have to look towards a future and you have to change that future. Say, okay, well, I can't do this, this, and this, but maybe I can do this, this, this instead. And yeah, it's not what you want. It's not what you wanted at all. It's something different. So you have to create a future around that. You have to make it something that you want instead. Yeah, I didn't really want this. I wanted something else. So I'm going to have to make it something more desirable. And maybe I won't run any race, but maybe this one in December. Maybe I'll do another half in November. Maybe I'll do the Golden Gate half over again in November to make up for the crappy one I did this past year. I don't know. Maybe those two races will be the only ones I do. I don't know. I tell you, I would love to, if I have the money, I don't know if I will, but I would love to go camping again in spring or early summer and just do some hiking in the woods. I would love that. Just go out camping, rent a car and go out camping by myself and just have a really nice time. I had such a wonderful time in Calaveras State Park camping. That was just more fun than I could imagine. I love it there, but I would love to do that again somewhere and not have to worry about a race, not have to worry about anything like that, and just go out and have a good time on my own. I have a great time doing that, by the way. And if you don't do it on your own, you should try it. It's really nice. That was just a fun few days, and I'd like to do that again. So maybe I'll do that. We'll see. It depends on my monetary situation and how much money I'm saving for my move, which is really important to me. So that comes first. And of course, paying off my medical bills also is important. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. It all really depends on that and how my training is going and how that is going. I don't want to rush into a bunch of races, though. That is not what this year is about. This year is about taking it slow. This year is about getting into prime condition for my age. I will be 65 this year. So this year is about really being as strong as I can, as athletic as I can, and really being in good shape. And when I talk about getting my nutrition in shape, I'm not talking about going on a radical diet. No, I'm not going to just eat meat or raw milk. No, nah. I'm going to eat healthy as I can, lots of vegetables, lots of fruit, lots of healthy carbs, but restrict it to healthy portions, to portion control, and restrict my calories, of course, because you have to when you get in your 60s. You cannot eat everything you want all the time. You can't do that. And when you get in your 60s, you should really restrict your protein as well, because, you know, that meat, you can't eat a whole lot of red meat when you're in your 60s. You really can't. You got to watch that. I'm not going to go vegan because I like my meat. So I'm not going to do that either. But lots of fish, lots of chicken, lots of healthy proteins. So I'm going to do that as well. So that will start happening this week, actually. And I've got other things going on. I'm going to see the Rangers play the Sharks in San Jose tomorrow night. I see my, actually, it's going to be the same. It's going to be the day this is released. It'll be that day. I'm hoping that the doctor says I don't have to wear my sling, so I don't have to wear my sling going to the game. It would be really nice not to have my shoulder and arm tied up in a sling at a hockey game. That would be nice, but we'll see. Whatever he says, I'll do. You know, I'm not going to go against his wishes. So things are going on and happening, and I'm really looking forward to vacation because I need a break. I really, really need a break. I mean, my work has been wonderful. They've been really understanding about all my time off and everything, but I really need a break away from here. Just getting out of the grind and get some time on the road, on the highway. Just, I love, like I said, I love driving. What can I say? It'd be really fun to be on the road. So if you know, we all have setbacks. Everyone is going to have a setback eventually. You really have to try to take it in stride. Try to understand, yeah, your world seems like it's falling apart. Mine fell apart. Everything fell apart. Christmas wasn't so hot. It wasn't fun. New Year's, who cares? Once I got through all that, though, and once I realized that, okay, my life is going on, things can happen. They're not going to be what I wanted to happen, but things are going to happen. I was able to actually look at it in a more positive light, look at it in a happier place, and say, all right, so maybe things aren't as terrible as they seemed before. And maybe I can actually pull some good out of this, learn from it, not make the same mistakes, and move forward. And that's really, really an important thing. So I'm looking at this with the best possible light that I can. I still have nightmares over that fall, though, I'll tell you. I think I really had suffered from a slight case of PTSD because, oh, it was not fun and a horrible experience. But I learned from it. I'm going to move on and look forward to a healthier, a stronger, and a better 2024. So those are my goals. That's what I'm looking forward to this year. And tell me, what are you looking forward to in 2024? What do you see for this year for yourself? So let me know on my email, martharunstheworld@gmail.com. And for everything there, oh, and if you still want to join the Bootleg Boogie, we would love to have you down there, and I'd love to meet you in person. The link for the race, the Bootleg Boogie, will be on the website at martharunstheworld.com. And that is it for today. So, as I always say, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. And until next week, let's tie up our shoelaces and go for a run.